This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's our phone number. If you would like to join us, please give us a call. You can also use Discord. You can find out more at discord.lrn.fm. But the long and the short of it is, you load up a little app on your smartphone or on your laptop or your computing device. You use your high-speed internet connection and your microphone, and you will sound like you are right here in the studio with us. And in studio right now, we have myself, Chris.
Hey, it's Ian.
And we're hoping you'll join us, too. We've got a million different ways you can tune in. You can, God, could we name them all? Is that even
we're
possible?
Down one.
We are down, one because we just got a message from the from the fine folks at Twitch that they found us in violation of something or other.
It's our first ban from Twitch, twitch.tv. Based on a review of your activity or content, we have issued a community guidelines strike on your account. As a result, your access to Twitch services is restricted. Reason? Creating or sharing content featuring nudity.
That was not me, Ian.
No, and it wasn't me either.
All right. Could that be another show on LRN?
Well, I'm thinking maybe it might be Aria Uncensored show, which is exclusive. It's not on LRN.fm as far as, like, there's not an audio-only version there. But it is a video-exclusive internet thing that started, I think, on Twitch and now is on Twitch and DLive. And it's noteworthy because she's been doing it topless. Now, for those that aren't familiar, Aria Demezzo is a... She describes herself as a she-male, okay? So, born male, still has the unit between her legs, but dresses and presents herself as female. Rich Paul now joining us. Hello, Rich.
Hey.
So we're just talking.
Has boobs.
Yes, and has, you know, man boobs. I wouldn't say, like, boob boobs.
She's she's not that far along yet.
No, she's trying to grow them, though.
But yeah, I've seen them bloom on 30-year-olds before.
Okay.
And they get better.
Right, and they are not. It's not Raquel Welch. She has more of, I would say, like a model's physique, tall and thin.
Yeah, very tall, very thin.
I think that shape. I don't want to. God, I'm going to get in trouble. It's referred to as a banana.
Yeah, well, it's generally discouraged to discuss your coworkers' bodies at work. So
I know
maybe
that.
We should just move on.
I'm going to go ahead and do it. But that is like there's a hourglass physique. There's an apple physique. This is known as a banana physique, which may be apropos. So tall.
Okay,
and
I'm just
going to
leave that laying there.
I thought you might.
Keep going. Move it along.
But interesting,
nothing to
but
see.
The fine folks at Twitch just decided they'd had enough of that.
Well, they haven't specified which show it was, so we don't know for sure. But Aria kind of figured that there was a chance that her show would get the channel banned.
Gotcha.
And, I was willing to take that risk because last year in 2018, during the first summer that we were on Twitch, there were multiple days on which we had topless men in the studio. Because it's hot outside and, you know, it's kind of warm in the studio, so might as well take your top off. Hmm. And we were not banned for any of those shows. So this does lead to the question of, well, you know, what exactly is a violation of their policy? Because it's pretty nebulous when you actually pull it up and read it. It's not crystal clear what they mean. Obviously, nudity legally is generally considered to be the genitals. And breasts do not qualify as nudity from that, you know, definition.
That varies a great deal from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. It's true in New Hampshire State, but not true in Laconia, for example. Laconia has a local ordinance which criminalizes nipples, which is how the Free the Nipple Girls got arrested.
That's different than criminalizing nudity. The Laconia Ordinance criminalizes topless females specifically. You can be a topless male and show your nipples all day long, and that's no problem there. So the question is, you know, does Twitch have a rule for men versus women? Is it a consistent rule? Is it that all topless humans are banned from the Twitch platform? Or is it only the ones who are presenting as though they are women? And I think this is something that Aria has been looking forward to, because now she gets to call them out.
The left answer is she's a woman, and therefore she should be held to the same rules as any other woman, because, you know, for the left, rules follow gender. for the right, I don't know. I guess Chris Cantwell would have to say that she's a man, and therefore she can't be, or she should not be banned for female toplessness.
Well, again, unless Twitch's policy is that all toplessness should be prohibited.
Right. Yeah.
And it could be that we were...
It's possible. I would be shocked if it was that.
And so they say here in their...
It made that much sense.
They say here in their notice that the content related to the violation may be removed. So after the suspension is over, which they're going to let us back on 3 days from now, apparently... after the suspension is over, then we might be able to log in and actually see what it was that has been removed from the channel. But there may be some sort of a appeals process, and we will see if they can get more specific with what the problem was.
See, this is a demonstration of why we need a truly distributed social media platform, I think. I mean, until you're actually broadcasting your own media from your own place, from your own server that you control, somebody is out there to sue. And the thing is, you can sue Facebook, okay, and make them take down all kinds of content. Or you can intimidate Facebook very easily, especially if you happen to be a government. Okay,
sure.
But the thing is, you can't just sue 100 million people, you know? So if, or how many users does Facebook have? 1 billion people. So in order to institute a policy across a distributed network, they would have to take 1 billion different people to court. And they can't do it. So we have to, I think, make another leap. The history of computer science has been do it on the client side, then do it on the server side, then do it on the client side, then do it on the server side. Well, what I'm saying is we need to go back to a more distributed, more client-side model of serving content if we want to be able to speak freely.
Yeah, and if assuming, you know, like Rich, if you were to come up with a distributed or even a centralized media platform, I think you would probably be a benevolent dictator.
Because somebody would piss me off. Somebody would piss me off, and I'd say, you can't say that, because I'm human too. You know, and somebody's going to say something that just rubs me the wrong damn way, or I'm going to have a bad day, or some employee of mine will, or the CIA will pay off some employee of mine. Until we're in control of our own stuff.
Right.
This is not Free or Talk Live. I remembered that.
Exactly. right. But in the meantime, we can choose who we do business with. And this is the thing that drives me nuts.
We can, but if we're doing business with a big platform, we're still a big... Why did they shut Napster down, but they couldn't shut BitTorrent down? The reason is because BitTorrent is decentralized and Napster is a centralized platform.
I understand all that.
The thing is,
absolutely,
if they can't get you, they'll take out your whole platform.
Right.
If they can't get your platform to deplatform you, they'll deplatform your platform.
I am decentralized. I don't have to choose anything. I can choose nothing at all if I wish. Or
true.
I can choose to go with the Zucks of the world. And, I know that my stuff is liable to be taken down, or I'll get thrown in Facebook jail or whatever, and I can go on Twitter, or I can choose Mastodon. That choice is mine.
Now, Mastodon is much better in design than Facebook because there are multiple servers.
We can talk about it here. There's actually thousands of them in Mastodon's case.
Absolutely.
Yes.
855, 453. What do you think? We need to be in a decentralized world. How are we going to get there? This is Free Talk Live, 855, 453.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our phone number. That's 855-450-3733. If you would like to join us, You can watch or listen a plethora of ways, except for twitch.tv tonight.
Not anymore. Not for the next 3 days.
Yeah, so we got that going on, a little temporary, we hope temporary ban, but there's...
It is temporary, but who knows what the reason is, and we're still going to investigate that. And if we can make some hay out of this... You know, we're gonna.
Right.
Because a lot of these, a lot of these websites, like Twitch, these platforms, are run by people who probably have a leftist viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. In the tech world, it's either they're libertarians or they're leftists, generally, when it comes to programmers and mm-hmm. people like that. And so their policy about being naked on camera is, it's not allowed that you're naked. But the question is, what is nudity? They don't define it.
Right.
What they do talk about in their policy, which I don't have pulled up in front of me right now, but their community guidelines, it's this nebulous phrasing about how you're supposed to wear clothing that's appropriate for the occasion or appropriate for how you would normally dress or whatever. So if you, let's say, you're out on the beach doing a live stream with your cell phone, which is something you can do with Twitch. You know, there's these what they call IRL streamers. For folks that don't know, Twitch is a streaming video service. IRL standing for in real life. Mm. And so, you know, they'll take you with them to their shopping trip or to the beach or to, you know, wherever it is that they're going. They're cooking in the kitchen.
Okay.
This is their IRL stream.
That makes sense.
So the idea is, well, if you're on the beach, then of course you don't need to be in a full-on, you know, bodysuit or whatever. You could wear whatever you would normally wear at the beach, which would mean that in theory, men could be topless on that video. Well, if it's hot outside and you're topless inside your house while you're playing video games because it's hot in the room with a computer in it, you know, as it can be, what's wrong with that? So where do they draw these lines? How do they draw them? You know, how arbitrary is all of this? We don't know, but I know this is what Aria's been waiting for. So hopefully, you know, them going after somebody who's trans, because they didn't ban our channel when Chris Cantwell came on. You know, because we were afraid that having this Nazi on the channel would definitely, you know, trigger the people that are the administrators.
I wonder if they make a distinction between a Nazi host and a Nazi guest.
I don't know. I mean, if you're Nazi,
you know, we
guest,
did bring him in and beat him up.
Well, true. Like, we don't let him get away with, you know, being the worst person that he could possibly be on the air with us. So he is tempered to some extent, and he certainly is opposed in his viewpoint. So maybe that's why they left it alone. But it's just, you know, it's an interesting development. And so sorry for anybody that's inconvenienced. Hopefully you're watching us on DLive instead over at DLive.LRN.FM. Of course, you can also listen anytime at LRN.FM.
This might not be a bad bad time to pitch the libertarian hippie versus Nazi.
That's well, that was going to be tomorrow night. It is still, right? You're going to be down, you know, one platform.
I'll still do it.
Okay.
So it's going to be on DLive?
DLive exclusive.
And all right.
Tell me more. Again, what is this?
Basically, it's going to be Ian on the board, I believe, with myself and Cantwell at the other two mics, and
I'm just going to be running the producing things.
Yeah, he's going to be producing.
Basically, everybody wants their shot at Cantwell.
Exactly.
Yeah. So basically, I'm going to debate him, not necessarily specific topics, but you know, you don't have to talk to Cantwell long until you come up with something to argue with him about.
Yeah, and you're going to get some specific topics, I have no doubt.
Yeah, it's interesting to see, because we've had Chris Cantwell, for listeners that don't know, former Free Talk Live co-host who used to be like just a kind of a crass libertarian comedian. That used to be his personality.
Yeah.
And then he left the libertarian movement and joined the alt-right, basically becoming a Nazi. He showed up at the Charlottesville rally back in August of 2017, where he and others were arrested later for their participation in the fighting that broke out at that rally, ultimately being put in jail for several months, let out on bond eventually, and then essentially copped a plea deal to avoid felony charges and was banned from the state of Virginia for a period of 5 years, has since returned to Keene, New Hampshire, here where he lives.
Yeah, and I would say prominently came to fame or infamy because of a Vice news story that was broadcast right after the things that happened in Charlottesville. And when I say things, I consider it a tragedy. There was a young woman who was killed.
Yeah.
Right. And this was. And I'm going to be one of those people that's, you know, I just think there's plenty of blame to go around. Mm-hmm. And I think it was two sides that should have stayed apart but couldn't resist coming together and surprise bad things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know? Really, I mean, if I have to assign more blame, you know, since those sides align themselves, identify themselves as left and right, I would say the greatest blame for that probably goes to the leftists in a lot of ways, because this was a bunch of people decided to have a demonstration, and then a bunch of other people decided to go down and stop them from having a demonstration.
Now, so, Antifa.
Yeah, that was Antifa.
Who Joe Biden today was calling basically heroes, and I don't know if you saw this.
Well, they will be his stormtroopers, I'm sure, if he gets the nomination. They'll be his brown shirt.
Totally pandering to these people. Did you see this thing, the Biden presidential announcement?
Did Joe give them a big warm hug from behind?
I don't know.
Oh, wow. I wonder, you know what I want to find out?
I did not.
What kind of shampoo does Joe Biden's wife use?
Why do you ask?
Head and Shoulders.
Because her hair must smell terrific if he's the one she's the one he picked. So
855, 450, free.
Either that or she's got some political connections and it's total merit convenience.
Yeah. Could be.
Yeah. I don't know that I ever knew the Joe Biden story, but I'm sure there is one that involves money and power and connections.
Well, the only reason why I saw this, because I don't pay attention to what Joe Biden or any of these other politicians do, is I happened to get a message from Chris Cantwell earlier today, basically bragging because he's in the Joe Biden campaign announcement video.
Oh, wow.
Jeez, okay.
It's a 3-minute long video where Biden talks about Charlottesville. And, of course, they play footage from, you know, the thing that happened there, the fight.
And the Vice article, or Vice story.
I don't think they had any Vice clips.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe some of the footage was from Vice. Yeah. Was from Vice. It could have been. And he just basically lavishes praise on the Antifa that was there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, it sounds innocuous. Oh, I'm anti-fascist. Well, who isn't these days?
Right.
You know, besides Cantwell. But, you know, the thing is, even a fool, a communist, a fascist has a right to speak.
Right.
You know, you have a right to be wrong, and you have a right to prove to the world just how wrong you are,
right,
so long as you don't violate the equal rights of others.
Absolutely, and that's what it's about. It's about allowing people to say what they wish, even if we disagree with them. 855, 453. What do you think? Should Joe Biden be bringing out Antifa for the candidacy? Is this where he wants to take this? This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is downplaying his frontrunner status as he formally enters the 2020 Democratic presidential race.
It's real early. I tell you what, the issue is going to be who, not only who can win this, but who's the best person to lead the country.
The massive migrant caravan said to be making its way towards the U.S.-Mexico border is a result of Congress not acting and continuing to encourage illegal immigration. That's at least according to Hector Garza. He's the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He also talks to Fox News about the difference between the previous caravans and that current migrant caravan.
The group is about 20,000 total, and as it comes close to the United States, more and more people join that caravan. Now we're seeing people from Africa, we're seeing people from Nicaragua, we're seeing people from Cuba.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. There's a lot of ways to get in touch with us. You can hit us up on Twitch.
No, you cannot see.
It's like missing an old friend. We've recently been notified that one of our outlets here has been, we've been put in Twitch jail. So we're waiting to find out exactly what that means. I was going to say, what was I going to say? Ian, what's the
maybe
Discord?
You were giving out the phone
Thank
numbers?
You. Yes, I did give out the phone numbers. I also, if you do want to get on the air, you can hit us up on discord.lrn.fm. Discord will allow you to sound like you're right in studio with us with your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone. But I did also want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your hard-earned Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin Cash forums. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. So, Rich, you look perplexed.
Oh, do I?
Or is that just the result of...
Well, I'm not thinking about anything I'm going to talk about on the air, but carry on.
That's okay, but I'll tell you what I am going to talk about, and that's trade wars. You know, the idea
that
we can...
From
What's that?
Oh,
the
wow.
old BBS game from 1990s.
I remember that.
Yeah, I used to play that all the time. The Ferengi.
I don't know.
That's
if
where
I
first encountered the Ferengi. Really? I hadn't seen Star Trek: The Next Generation yet.
Did I really wait till the 90s before I played Trade Wars? I don't think so.
Maybe it was in the late.
Did it exist in the late 80s?
Yeah, it would have been in the 80s.
Why am I? I'm seeming to think that. I think that because
I remember the one I really liked was Trade Wars 2000.
Ah, interesting.
Which, but it didn't come out in 2000.
No,
it came out in, you know.
Yes, folks, there are people out there, like Rich and I, at least, who remember gaming before the internet and communicating and doing email and all those things that we sort of take for granted today before there really was a public internet. We used to dial into bulletin boards and interact with other people, and then people started to connect bulletin boards together, which was kind of cool. And then a few bulletin boards. I remember the first one in our area was able to set up a sort of an interface to early internet programs, things like Gopher for files. And I remember the first one that had Lynx, which was the World Wide Web browser. And that was pretty intriguing. But even before all this stuff, you know, I had my first email address. We were trying to date this, but I think it was like 1981 or 1982 through, what am I thinking of? CompuServe. So CompuServe, you know, has had email. You know, you could message other users. It wasn't an open system, but anybody else who was using CompuServe, we could do that. And they had chat, so you could do online chat through their CB simulator.
Mm-hmm.
That was the big thing. But before that nice distraction with Trade Wars, the Trumpster has found out that Trade Wars are not quite as easy to win as he would have thought.
Should have asked an Austrian economist. Nobody wins
asked.
A trade war. Sometimes one side loses more than the other side loses, but they both lose.
Everybody loses. After overpromising the benefits and underestimating the costs, reality is starting to puncture the White House's message on trade. This comes to us from Reason.com. Eric Bohm writes, speaking at the National Press Club this week, White House economic advisor Larry Kudrow touted one of the more promised benefits of the newly rewritten trade deal between the United States, Mexico, and Canada, more American jobs. Quote, they came out with about $65 billion increase in, and is in parentheses, in gross domestic product, and I think 700,000 or 800,000 jobs, Kudlow said, referring to the U.S. International Trade Commission's recent analysis of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. Quote, I'll call it a million just to round things up, unquote, Kudrow added, according to Politico. He should have rounded down. Shortly after Kudrow finished speaking, the White House's National Economic Council had to issue an embarrassing statement correcting the record. The Trade Commission's analysis of the USMCA estimated that the new deal would create 170,000 jobs, not 700,000 or 800,000 or a million. 170,000 new jobs.
17% of what he claimed.
Whoopsie-daisy, everyone makes mistakes from time to time, and 170,000 new jobs are nothing to sneeze at. But the incident
How
was
much
another...
How much did it cost per job, though?
Exactly. But the incident was another reminder of how reality is starting to puncture the Trump administration's fantasy world, in which tariffs are paid by other countries and, quote, trade is bad, unquote.
Tariffs are paid by people in the United States.
Surprise. How many of you listening realize that when Donald Trump talks about these new tariffs on steel and aluminum and we're going to set things right, how many people listening know that you are the one who is paying the tariff?
Does Trump even know?
Do you really? I don't think he does. He's given no indication, or at least he's not saying it out loud. But when he increases a tariff on a product, let's say aluminum, I'm going to make the price of aluminum higher because we're going to make these prices artificially higher by increasing America. The cost. Right. That means that when you buy things made out of aluminum, the cost of that goes up. Who buys that?
Consumers.
Ultimately.
Yes.
I mean, the consumer is not going to...
Well, consumers always buy it. The only difference is if it's producer goods, then consumers buy it indirectly when they buy the goods that the producer goods produce.
Presuming they do. I mean, the producer could buy a bunch of aluminum then go out of business.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah. But yes, generally the costs are passed on to
and
the consumer.
And so basically the purpose is to allow businesses here to raise their prices or to make more sales. And generally they do something between the two.
Right, or to protect, or to get votes. And I hate to sound, you know, cynical here, but if I go out and
Well, the purpose of everything a politician does, the stated purpose of everything a politician does is to get votes, because that's how they stay in office.
Exactly. But when he says we are going to keep these steel jobs here in America, no more buying overseas and stuff like that, that's just messing with economics. And what you're doing is you are making those products more expensive for U.S. consumers. So we will buy less things with steel. We'll buy less things with aluminum because the price goes up. Yeah. We'll look for alternatives. That's what people do. That's what consumers do.
And every time we do this, every time you make an arbitrary change like that, things in the economy move around.
They do.
You know, some companies make more money. Some companies make less money. Some companies go out of business. New companies are created. And if you're doing it for an arbitrary reason, like somebody passed a law, that's inefficiency. That means you're going to get less goods for your money in the long run.
And that's a good point, Rich, because we can kind of quantify that. There are economists, smart economists, that actually look at the actual numbers that come out of different segments. And what we've seen in trade wars in the past is, let's say we increase the price of tariffs on steel, and as a result, you know, consumption goes down, but jobs in steel go up. There's more jobs. But what happens? It's a net loss. It doesn't win. You can't bake this thing like it's going to make anybody any money over the long term. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Tariffs, good idea, bad idea? Are you a Trump fan? Give us a call, 855-450-FREE.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our phone number. It's 855-450-3733. Hit us up, toll free. We'd love to hear from you. And we have been talking about, amongst other things, Trump's, I guess it's a revelation that trade wars aren't just as easy to win as one would expect.
The only way to win is not to play.
I think you're exactly right. And Trump gleefully stated early on that it'll be, quote, a good and easy win, unquote. It is now increasingly obvious that the president and many of his top economic advisors oversold the benefits and underestimated the costs of trade policies that have caused America to clash with not just Canada and Mexico, but China, Japan, Europe, and other major trading partners. We may get some jobs growth in the USMCA, and that is the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, which rewrites the decades-old North American Free Trade Agreement, that's NAFTA, or gets approved by Congress. But most studies of Trump's other trade policies have found economic damage. Tariffs are draining $1.4 billion out of the U.S. economy every month, according to a comprehensive review published in March by a trio of economists from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. New jobs created in steel and aluminum manufacturing have come at steep prices, and the trade deficit that Trump vowed to reduce has continued growing.
And the retaliation, so-called, shows that economic ignorance is not limited to Trump, okay? Because
right.
if you're China, okay, and And the Trump administration is imposing a tariff. Okay, they're hurting their own citizens. So it's like they're cutting themselves, but they're also, you know, inconveniencing China. So it's like you cut yourself and you bled on China's shoes. Well, how is China going to react? They're going to cut themselves and bleed on your shoes. Well, this is not a good plan.
At some point, everybody runs out of blood.
Yeah, that's just cutting out your blood to spite your shoes.
That's it. Well, we are going to go to the Discord, and we haven't really screened this call, so I'm going to keep my hand close to the dump button. But we're going to try going to Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney, you're on Free Talk Live.
No picks, Dick.
Hey, got any oil there?
I refuse to answer that question on the grounds that my response might tend to incriminate me.
anyways, spoilers. The Libertarian Party dies in Avengers Endgame.
Is that a spoiler?
It is, I know, right?
Right.
But anyways, so here's what I'm wondering. So right now, Julian Assange is being arrested
again
for something. Yeah, but he's being prosecuted for something that was clearly protected by the First Amendment.
Are you talking about the United States prosecution?
Yeah. He's not saying he's being arrested. He means he's been arrested.
Right.
And now he's being held.
But the charges, yes.
But are you talking about the prosecution in the United States that he has yet to actually face? Okay, because there's also the prosecution in the UK for missing court, and that's what he's been sentenced to jail, I think.
How much?
I'm not sure if it's time served or if they're going to keep him for some amount of time. Maybe the sentencing hasn't happened yet.
Go ahead, Dick.
But the ACLU is not talking about this. Instead, the ACLU is making sure that corporations or private institutions have to abide by anti-discrimination laws. And I was wondering, what do you think happened to the ACLU? Because the ACLU, way back in the day, they actually used to be pro-freedom, and they would actually, you know, defend the rights of people who were actually egregious individuals. Like, I think at one point there was the infamous case where there were the Nazis that were marching through, I think, a Jewish community in Illinois, and they actually...
The ACLU has defended pretty despicable people for freedom of speech rights in a number of different cases. In fact, they even got involved in the Charlottesville situation on the side of the Nazis.
But they've always been, I mean, the guys who founded the ACLU, as I understand it, were more or less communist socialists. I mean, they were pretty far left, so they never recognized that you had a right to trade or not to trade with people as you chose, because that's not something that socialists believe in. Socialists believe that you should be forced to work for anybody who wants to employ you, whether you want to work for them or not.
Or
at least in the context of customers.
Yeah, I would say this to answer your question, Dick, that the ACLU at the national level has, over the last few years, definitely gone stronger to the left. Although I agree with Rich, they've historically always been a left-leaning organization, even though they're pretty consistent with their free speech principles and will defend people who are on the right for freedom of speech. So, like, kudos to the ACLU for that. But they've definitely gone stronger to the left because it makes them money. They've had a bunch of people sign up for memberships. We're talking like tripling their membership since Trump took office. So they are absolutely interested in more money, just like any organization is. And so if they make their rhetoric more towards the left, they're going to appease those members.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And it's kind of sad. I mean, I guess to support a full liberty platform, you'd have to support what? Institute for Justice, Gun Owners of America, because I don't think IJ really does guns.
Great organization. Gun Owners of America is really underrated, and it's about a gazillion times better than the NRA.
Yeah, the NRA is compromisers. We don't need AR-15s. We need M-16s.
Yeah. Well, I love how the left always goes after the NRA. It's like, well, the NRA is probably the most moderate part of the pro-2A group.
I don't even know if I consider them pro-2A. At this point, I mean, they really are actively going after our rights. Hey, Dick, thank you so much for the call. Good call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'd like to add to that discussion, though, if I could, that the New Hampshire ACLU is very pro-liberty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Good.
I've been going to their, they've got a yearly Bill of Rights awards dinner that I've attended for 6 years now in a row, and I intend to attend it again this year. And yes, they are leftist. I mean, they definitely still lean to the left. There's no doubt about it. They're concerned with reproductive rights. They're concerned with protecting trans people's access to things and, you know, the thing that he had called in about. But 9 times out of 10, when you see them in the state house, they're there advocating in favor of privacy, in favor of freedom of speech, in favor of things that libertarians absolutely support. I've said this. Daryl Perry has said this as well. The ACLU in New Hampshire is as much of a pro-liberty organization as the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is. Like, they're both very good organizations that help stand up for freedom. And the nice thing about the ACLU is they'll sue you. I'm meaning the government.
That they will.
They'll sue the government.
Right. They will.
The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is this organization, for listeners that don't know, that some free staters
helped
found.
They're an educational industry.
Yeah.
They're not legal advocacy.
They do a good job. They help inform the state representatives on how they should vote. If they want to vote in a pro-freedom manner, they come out with what they call the gold standard, which has literally voting recommendations. And then they hand out 400 of these things to the state reps and 24 of them to the state senators before they vote every single week. So like they're constantly doing a lot of work. They're reviewing bills, but they don't sue anybody. And when the government crosses the line, the ACLU takes them to court.
Yep.
And that's really good stuff.
Yeah, it really is, and I kind of want to emulate that with the church that will sue the government.
Yeah, if only I had a bunch of lawyers who were willing to work
right.
for
it.
Well, that's the thing. That's what we need. But
the ACLU's got them.
Well, it may well be if I mean, I've told you about some of the irons I got in the fire. The church might make us all rich.
What I believe is that freedom and liberty can make for strange bedfellows, and you know, I've grown up pretty conservatively, and I'm eager to work with the ACLU. That's great. And more conservative, liberty-loving people should, too.
Yeah, well, and I'll work with anybody on an issue where they're right.
Right.
Just about.
Absolutely.
Except Cantwell.
Except for Cantwell. That's what I'm saying.
He's not right on it very much at all these days.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Well, that's the thing. He doesn't have any issues right.
Yeah, he's so far off the reservation. I mean, he's turned into a total statist. It's really sad.
It is.
It's going to be fun to debate tomorrow, though.
Yeah. But when we return, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about trade. Maybe we'll move on to other topics. What I hope we get is your phone calls at 855-453. We want to talk to you. Tell us what's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.